Guardians of the Geekery. I'm so tired. wow, so, yeah, it's Starnslord here with...
Tiffles.
And we just saw the sneak peek of Masterminds. Yeah. So this is based on, this is kind of nice for those of you listening in North Carolina or near the Charlotte area where we record the podcast. This was actually based on a true story, although they injected a lot more comedy into it, I hope, because it was really funny. yeah. About an armed car robbery from Loomis Fargo. Yep, back in... in the 90s, I guess?
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember seeing it in the paper. It was a big deal back then. But anyway, so kind of interesting to see a comedy based on this. But you've got Zach Galifianakis, yep. Which he was perfect with bangs. Look out, kids. The other person...
Owen Wilson.
So
Kristen Wiig.
I haven't seen him in a while. Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
Leslie Jones. Kate McKenna.
Jason Sudeikis
was awesome. And he wasn't right at the beginning of the movie, but he came in and just kind of, he pretty much stole his scenes when he did pop up, which was nice, I think. But we both liked it. We were talking before we started the podcast here. We were both laughing. And part of the laughter, I think, was the crowd and also one of the ushers or security people, personnel that was there. He was dying and it made me laugh. So it was an added added element, I guess, of a crowded movie theater. So
the audience seemed to like it. Yeah, I mean, it's a really fun movie. So,
yeah.
Lots of laugh-out-loud moments. Extremely silly. Yeah. The story is, sort of ridiculous. So, like you said, if it's it's based on a true story, yeah. But let's hope that they embellish some things, because... if that all happened in real life, that would be ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. That's a perfect adjective, ridiculous, I think.
Yes.
And some movies, are ridiculous, and they don't make you laugh because they just don't hit the funny bone, but this one definitely...
This one definitely did.
I think did. And even Errol Collins, a gentleman I used to work with and back in the day in radio, he had seen this thing 3 times, and... He still laughed this time, and I was like, "Wow, that's pretty incredible." So
it's a good endorsement for the film.
Yeah. So and you never know it. And this is the very beginning of autumn, so it's always kind of that weird dead period when they don't know what to do with some movies. But very entertaining, you would say.
Yeah. Very entertaining. I say when it comes out October 2nd, go see it.
See it, Guardians of the Geekery. Oh, real quick. So basically you have almost the whole female Ghostbusters team from the...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the only person missing was Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah,
so I kept waiting for her to pop in. And they don't interact so much together, but still they're all there, which is kind of interesting. Although not those characters at all. Completely different, insane, ridiculous character. Okay, we're going to be out of here. Guardians of the Geekery. Go see a funny movie. My gosh, it's been a while since we've had a really, really funny one,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, this is a good Wednesday night.
Woohoo! Guardians of the Geekery out!
Adieu!
Adieu.